have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Isn't that amazing? Happy Thanksgiving. Be safe on the road. A lot of mess out there. Evil people out doing some horrible things out there right now. So be careful. Watch your backs. Watch your wallets. Watch your watcher. All right? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows if you're busy running around. You just can't watch it, but you would like to listen live. You wish, well, I wish I didn't have to run around. You can still hear the show on your iPhone or iPad live anywhere in the world by going to the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right, Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Every Wednesday, third hour, Manhood Hour. So it's the last Wednesday of the month, I'm told. Your friend, my friend, and the friend. Oh, and the biblical question. What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? Your friend and my friend is here. America's friend is here. The end of every month. Bill Lockwood. Even though I don't see him, I can't hear him. Bill Lockwood is here. And Bill is the host of Patriot Pulpit and Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. He is a preacher of Our Part Church of Christ in Texas. And I want to really encourage you to support Bill at the end of the year, tax deductible and all that, by going to American Liberty with Bill Lockwood.com and give. It's time to give. All right? Don't spend all the money on turkey. Give. Because Bill has been amazing for all of us all this year. So, give back. Hey, Bill. Hold on, Bill. I'm not hearing you at all. I see your mouth moving, but I'm not hearing you. So, they're working on it. In the meantime,
how about that? Can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
You know what? That was I had to unmute myself.
I understand. What the? So, Bill, first of all, happy Thanksgiving and all that stuff.
Yeah, same to you, Jesse. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope everything's going well this season for you.
It's amazing. What are you grateful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm grateful for family and good health and being able to be with family. And I'm grateful for a country that we can enjoy. And the freedoms that we do have. And I'm thankful that Donald Trump was elected president. I think it was a sigh of relief to me that we were able to roll back the gigantic government that we have and go back to more freedom-based living.
Yeah. I can sense a change in the air already. It's like,
changes.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. And I think, people are already starting to roll back. You know, Walmart started to roll back some of the DEI programs. And so other people are kind of following suit. So I think that's great. It's just that was just a Marxist program that they had installed everywhere in this country. And so and a lot of people, I read that a lot of people in the Justice Department and lawyers here and there are going to resign. I think, well, good. That'll keep him from having to fire them.
That's right. Absolutely. They resign that way, and they don't have to write on their resume that they were fired.
That's right.
Amazing. And so what are you expecting from the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, now? What do you expect to happen or you're hoping for?
Well, I hope that the first of all, I think the border was the biggest issue in my estimation. I believe that that also affected the economy so heavily, the border. But related to that is the globalist idea. So when Biden first took office, the first day he was in office, he once again joined the Paris Climate Accord, which is simply a siphoning off of money, sending it to foreign nations, where they just had COP29, which they demanded that America pay for its climate sins and sends it overseas. So all of those things affected our economy, but the border plus the globalism. So I think Donald Trump's the America First agenda and closing our borders, or at least securing our borders, I think all of that, and at least making as if we have borders again, I think all of that's going to be, I think it's going to be great. Yeah. However, I'm going to suggest that I know that the Democrats are going to be kicking and screaming, and already they're acting lawlessly. That the mayor of Denver has said that he will go to jail, and they're going to be 50,000 citizens of Denver outside this county line that just keep the Trump administration from coming in and doing its constitutional duty, which is by law. But I don't know how that's going to play out. But at any rate, I'm happy that we have someone who has some backbone.
If that should happen, I hope that Trump administration, if there are 50,000 people trying to prevent the law from doing what it needs to do, I hope they put him in jail. Just load them up too and put them in jail.
Yeah, he said, I'm willing to go to jail. I thought, there's no reason. I thought, yeah, if they put him in jail. Yeah.
The mayor of Chicago and Massachusetts and other places are saying the same thing. And I'm thinking, these people are trying to protect lawless people, people who have broken the law to come into our country, and they have tried to protect them over the American citizens who are here illegally. And it doesn't make sense that they're supposed to be working for the American people, but they're working against the lawless people rather than the citizen itself.
Yeah, here's the interesting thing, that the law of the United States, so the constitutional system that we have, is that our representatives are to make laws. That's how freedom works.
Yeah.
That we have representatives making laws, and the laws they have are, this is how the border is to work. This is how it's to be done. So if they want to change the laws, the way to do that is not like Joe Biden lawlessly saying, we're just going to ignore the law, or the Denver mayor saying, we're going to ignore the law and go lawless. The way to do it is to change it through the constitutional system. So what I don't understand is how those on the left don't want to have a lawful constitutional system. If you don't like the law, then go through the constitutional system and change the law instead of simply thumbing your nose at it and saying, we're not going to do this at all. That's to me amazing.
It's so un-American. I just don't know what to say about it. Is there, so God forbid, these people do try something like that, that this guy said he from Denver said he would go to jail. Can they be arrested for trying to prevent the Trump administration from doing its job, shipping the illegals back, arresting these people? Can the mayor and others be arrested for getting in the way? Do you know?
I believe they can, but I'm not. I've never seen that happen. Really,
yeah.
I don't know. We're in uncharted territory in this opposition against Trump and against the constitutional government. And make no mistake, they are Marxists. They have been practicing DEI and Marxist ideology for a long time. That's what Kamala Harris was all about, Marxism. So Marxism is about the destruction of a lawful society. That's what it's about. So we are in uncharted territory. So I don't know how that will play out. And I don't know what will occur on that.
Amazing. I want to ask, at one time, Trump had considered Matt Gaetz for attorney general. And after going through some pressure, Matt decided to step down to, stop it. And they have chosen a woman by the name of Pam Bundy. What do you think about that? And should Matt have given up so easily?
Well, I like Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
I don't know about his I know that the accusations are against him, but there was nothing that was shown to be the case. But I do know that Matt Gaetz is an America First man who has actually stood on principle, and he took on Kevin McCarthy. And McCarthy had, of course, violated his word with the conservatives, saying, here's what we're going to do. So first thing, Matt Gaetz says, you know what? All right, we're going to get rid of you. So he did, and he was successful in that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like Matt Gaetz. Now, that, of course, is with the understanding that the accusations against him are not valid. But I don't know. But at this point, I'll say this, Jesse, who can trust the deep state? Who can trust the deep state? All the accusations that continue to be floated on a continual basis. Look what they've tried to do against Trump. It's all lawfare. It's all illegal. It's outside the boundaries of law. They've tried everything. Same thing with most conservatives. I mean, they will destroy you. So I don't know exactly whether those things are true or not. But assuming that they're not true, I really appreciated Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
I thought he was a stalwart freedom fighter.
Me too, Bill. I don't care about that. If they're true or not, that's his business. You know, everybody got their mess.
Yeah.
They go through. I want Matt Gaetz to do a job to make America great. Whatever his issues are, he got to deal with that in life. We all do, right? But I want to hire someone that's going to work for me, you know, to shut the borders down, to do the job to make America better in that way. And you're not going to find anyone that have not gone through something in life. You know what I mean? And these Democrats and right-o Republicans act like their house is clean. And while going after Matt Gaetz, they're electing people, men in dresses and to run office and all that kind of mess. I don't even know why anyone pays attention to the Democrats. I don't care what they think.
You know what? That is a great point. And I thought so frequently during this whole election cycle, the Democrats have absolutely no leg to stand on to oppose any of Trump's appointments or nominees for appointments. Because look, they've got Rachel Levine, a man who wears a dress in there. He had Sam Brittain in there. This nuclear energy guy who is a transsexual or I don't know what he called himself, but you see pictures of him wearing stiletto heels and lipstick. I thought these are the kind of people that the Biden administration put into place. Same thing with Ketanji Brown Jackson. I mean, she was there. Biden said he was right there on television saying the reason we chose you is because she looks like America. It's not about whether she has a good resume or not.
Right.
It's the same thing with Karine Jean-Pierre. You know, first thing she did when she got up there, I'm the first black lesbian woman to be a press secretary. Well, we're not interested in checking a box on some kind of minority status. How about simply competence at what you're doing?
Right.
Have you left that behind, or is that secondary at this point? I get really frustrated that we would want to do all that. But so I would say the Democrats have no leg to stand on after all those silly appointments, which have driven us right into the ground.
Yeah.
And I think, boy, I tell you what, they shouldn't object to anybody that Trump puts up.
That's right. They act like they're so hurt about whatever Matt Gaetz been accused of. They don't care about that kind of stuff.
No.
They're fighting their government right now about a man that was elected to Congress or something, and he wanted to use the women bathroom up there at the White House. you want to use the Democrats are for that. They're not against that. So I just think that when they come up with all that stuff and against Matt, just give them the finger and then use Matt anyway to do his job.
You know, they had a congressman from Massachusetts several years ago. What was it, Barney? Anyway, he ran a homosexual prostitution ring out of his house. They didn't care about that.
Right. Was that Barney Frank or something?
That's right, Barney Frank. Thank you. That's right.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He had a homosexual prostitution ring out of his house, but we didn't hear not a peep out of the Democrats about, wow, we need to have some integrity around here. I didn't hear anything about that.
That's right. Yeah. So I don't know why the Republicans... I know why the right or Republicans give into that, because they don't want Trump in there. They're part of the deep state. But I don't know why the Republicans even pay attention to the Democrats when they complain like that, knowing how they really are. I would just say, you know what? I want Matt. We're going to go for it. We're going to get Matt in there. Just forget about what they think. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What do you think? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I hope Pam Bondi is as strong as he would have been and is, but you know, I think maybe I think she probably is. So I'm happy about her. As far as I know, she's a strong conservative. So I think, and she's a loyalist. So, you know, and here's another thing I hear people saying on the news: well, so and so's a loyalist. So and so's a loyalist. I thought, well, you know, what other kind of person do you want? You want someone who's loyal? Trump has been trying to been taken down by the deep state, and he got in there the first time, and he had the Obama appointments in there undermining his entire administration the entire time, trying to take down secretly such people as great generals like Michael Flynn, and the way they set him up to get rid of him. It's just incredible. So you know what, of course he wants people who are loyal, that are for the America First agenda.
Amazing. And two other points I believe that men should be leaders. And so hopefully, I guess this woman may pan by and it may work out, but I prefer to have men in leadership role. We need that back in our country. And so I guess they have to take this woman, but I prefer Matt.
You know what? I agree with you. I think that the leadership in our country, just as in the church, and so many people today don't pay a bit of attention to the Bible. What the Bible teaches is leadership in the church is male, is to be men.
Yeah.
And here are the qualifications. And he has to be a married man. They have qualifications for men, but people pay no attention to that at all. But the whole point is that those are the leaders. And I believe that that's exactly the best leaders also for America. And I know, of course, a lot of people are going to just fall out heavily on that. But the reality of the situation is that if you work with a bunch of women, you know what? For example, in the school districts where I've been, you know, primarily in the administration building, women, and they're always having this tension in the administration building cat fights and going on, and they never let anything go. And it's like, you know what? You said something so many years ago, and she still doesn't like you. And I thought, what in the world? I don't know. Anyway.
You're so right. One other quick thing I want to ask you about is Netanyahu. They're reporting that he's made a ceasefire agreement with the Allahu Abba people. What do you think about that?
Well, I hope that brings some relative peace to the Middle East. I don't know. I just saw that the other day, a couple of days ago, that there's a truce. I guess it's a temporary truce, but I believe at the same time, he said it depends upon how the people of Lebanon actually act, or whether they're going to uphold their end of the bargain. So I hope that that's going to be the case. I do feel like that Joe Biden, however, has escalated the war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is a big powder keg over there. So I think, well, you know, I just the whole business of us being entangled in all these alliances, which is what George Washington warned us to avoid. But we're all involved in it. So I'm concerned still that Trump's going to have it's just a big mess over there, Mideast, Ukraine, and how that's going to be handled. I'm not certain, but at any rate, I hope that he will be able to extricate us from that.
Will you let Trump know that you are available to work with him?
Sure. I can. I know he's a faithful watcher of the Jesse Lee Peterson show, so I know So I'm telling him right here and now, I'm willing to go to D.C. and do that.
And I'm laughing about it, but I'm real serious about it. We need men like you in there as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't feel as confident as many of the people that are there. You know, he has a lot of good, competent people he's nominated, you know, such as the Pete Hegseth of the world, and Stephen Miller. You know what? He has this American Legal First Foundation. What a great constitutionalist. People like that, they just know the law and the Constitution and very conservative values. And so I appreciate those people. I don't know that I could ever hold a candle to people like that.
No, you could. Believe me, you could. And you're right about them, but you could, too. You absolutely could.
Well...
I don't know. Well, you humble, Bill. That's what that is.
Well, I appreciate that. I feel like I have a more realistic view of myself.
So I want to go back to something you said in the beginning. A lot of these companies are getting rid of the DEI thing.
Correct.
Why didn't they do that before Trump? Why didn't they resist that before Trump were elected?
You know what? Here's my view of what's going on in our country. One of the persons who helped me to see pretty clearly that the corporate field was Vivek Ramaswamy. He wrote a book called Woke Inc. several years ago, and I read it thoroughly. I thought, wow, it was so good. But the basic takeaway from the book is that all of these mega companies, actually, it's almost like, like doing this. You know, which way the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
And so they think we're going in a Marxist direction. So they all jump on board, even though they may not be serious about some of those woke policies and the diversity, equity, and inclusion. They may not be as serious about them, but the leaders on top are. But the people in the administration, or I should say the people that are working, for example, at Walmart, they're not necessarily that way, but the corporate board was. So they kind of shifted them and pushed them in that direction. So a lot of big companies, a lot of brokerage companies and so forth, they all went in that type of direction. But I think they are seeing that people have resisted that in America. And here's another interesting thing. The mainstream media also, they are just losing their mind. They're pulling out their hair.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you know what? We're the media. We're the ones who tell us. See, social media and internet and all of the apps that we have, that's where people are going to for their news now. So they're not dependent upon CBS and MSNBC, things like that. So they do not like that. But anyway, that's where they've gone for a long time. They have gone extremely liberal.
What a mess.
It is a mess. But you know what? I have confidence the American people are beginning to see through some of this and say, you know what, we need to roll back this government and we need to get us back to a more constitutional base. One of the things Donald Trump said, for example, is that he wants to get rid of the Department of Education. That is an unconstitutional system. So the founding fathers disallowed the federal government from inserting itself into state education. They disallowed it. But nevertheless, in the Carter administration, as well as other administrations, they've created all these agencies. Carter created the Department of Energy, Department of Education, got that in there. So now it's ensconced. And so they have all these, this is part of the deep state, they control how the education is done at the local level. And people are just on fire at the local level because of what this DEI nonsense and Marxist doctrine is being taught to our kids, or whether it be pro-Islam. So Ronald Reagan said, I want to get rid of the Department of Education, but he was not able to do it. Donald Trump says he wants to do the same. I hope he'll be able to do that. But I know when that takes place, we will have a fight on our hands because these people are absolutely ensconced. They're in solid positions in Washington, D.C., and it's really, really, it's going to be a scary fight. But anyway, I think it's going to need to be done.
And do you know why Ronald Reagan wasn't able to do it?
Well, in my view, he was not able to do it because the deep state is so solidly, even at his day, it was so solidly in place from the time of Woodrow Wilson and FDR. They the agencies of the government began to grow like a giant octopus, and its tentacles were everywhere. FDR himself played hardball politics and created a Supreme Court that was able to pass all of his unconstitutional New Deal programs that the Supreme Court said at first every one of them were unconstitutional. But he played hardball, and he threatened the Supreme Court with packing the Supreme Court. He got rid of some of the members on it. He put other people in place on it that also helped later on Lyndon Johnson to get in place, because Hugo Black was one of FDR's appointments. So Hugo Black gets Lyndon Johnson in place. And all of these basically socialists, and FDR had socialists right in his cabinet. Harry Dexter White was one of the socialists that was in FDR's cabinet. And he wanted to have they wanted to push us into a global style government with the United Nations. And that's what they've gotten done. So that has been going on for a long time. So it was so strong by the time Reagan got into place, he saw it. But it was so deep and so wide and so strong that he, in my view, is unable to do it. It just created a firestorm. But I don't know. We've already got firestorms going in our country anyway. So yeah. let's get it done.
Amazing. That's right. One last thing that I want you to give out the information here before we get to this break.
Sure.
I wonder how George Soros is feeling right now, since he has such a great loss in America in this election. I haven't heard anything from him.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. Now, we do have, I will say this, I'm a little bit concerned. One of Trump's appointments was a George Soros, a partner in one of George Soros's organizations. I think he's the Treasury Secretary. I've gotten his name offhand. But he actually was aligned with George Soros, and he has been appointed or nominated for an appointment, I think, the Department of Treasury by Donald Trump. So George Soros is still back in the background, and I think that they don't give up. So we've had these globalists pushing since the time of Woodrow Wilson to get us into a global-style government. That is not going to change. They are multi-generational, but we kind of like, okay, we won this one. Let's sit back and relax, and everything's going to be fine. Donald Trump, take care of it, and I'm going to go back to plowing in my field. But that's not the way the left thinks. They set up for the future. So we need to be a little bit more thoughtful along those lines.
Bill, you have been an amazing help to all of us here at Bond and people around the world. A lot of people love you. Tell the folks your website and how they can help you, where to go to, donate to you, give to you to help with your work.
Well, thank you for that, Jesse. Well, the website to which you can donate is American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. Now, I don't put new articles on there, but I do have a donate button on there. So it's American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. But I've changed the program. I'm not on the radio. I'm on a podcast. So the podcast is Patriotic Pulpit. And that is on Amazon Music app as well as Spotify app as well as on YouTube, Patriotic Pulpit. Then in the real pulpit, the Churches of Christ where I preach, my material is on Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. And that's how you find it, Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. That will be on YouTube also. But it's at the Iowa Park Church of Christ. And one can go there and find my sermons and all that kind of good stuff. And I have articles. I write articles and a lot of material there. So that's how you get to my goodies.
American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. My biblical question for this week, what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
A Christian and, well, atheist, of course, atheist means one who does not believe in God. And usually those atheists, of course, some of them are simply armchair atheists. Some of them are very active, but they don't believe in God, period. A Christian is one who not only believes in God, but I want people to note that the Bible is very clear that a Christian is one who not only believes in God, but in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the bodily death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and not only so, but also has obeyed Christ in repentance and baptism, and that's a Christian.
Bill, thank you so much. We'll see you in December, if not before that. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much, Jesse, and Happy New Year to you. Or I guess it'll be Happy Thanksgiving, and then next month will be Happy New Year to you.
Yes.
All right,
buddy.
All right.
Back in a moment, folks. All right.
The illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. The Hake Report, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. James Hake is on fire. We will be doing the shows live on Thursday and Friday, I think. Right, Daryl? Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Okay, Thursday and Friday, we are doing live shows. Office is closed. The barn office is closed, but we are doing shows. So the Hake Report is coming up at 9, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, something like that. He black. At 11 a.m., he's on fire. Get ready. And at, you're not doing your show today, right, Nick?
No, I'm not.
Nick is not going to be here today, so no Anchor Baby.
But subscribe and stay tuned. Might be having a surprise for you, maybe.
Oh, okay. Subscribe and stay tuned. So he might not be in the office, but that means he's gone. All right? The Anchor Baby at 4 p.m., so watch out for his whatever he tell you. All right? Amazing. And one other quick thing is, we have a bond holiday sale, 10% off on books and everything. Go to rebuildingaman.com/stores, rebuildingaman.com/stores. I want to show you something quickly, and then I get you the call. And I just think that America should not put up with this anymore. At some point, you got to be, no matter what you got to go through, and there are situations always happening in life, but you're not supposed to be subject to the situations. A situation is just a situation. And at some point, you do what you want, but you should put your feet on solid ground and not be subject to situations. A situation is just a situation. And not only do you bring your own situation on yourself by listening to your imagination, which is not you, all thoughts are all lies all the time, but other people who are evil are going to bring situations upon you too, because I want you to listen closely. They have accepted evil as their home. They want to be evil. They love evil. They love the thrill of evil. Of feeling good, feeling bad, to feel good and to feel bad are both evil, right? Up and down. And there are people who love that. They'll impose that on you so they can get a thrill. And that thrill to them feels like life, but it's hell, it's death. But they get a thrill from their own misery inside of them, their own fears and their own doubts and their jealousies and their enemies and their strife and their suicidal thoughts and their revenge and loneliness, whatever. It's a thrill. And they get a thrill when they can impose what they call pain upon you. They love it. And the reason they do, because they have accepted hell as their home. They love misery, right? But at some point, you need to be in control of your own life, because you are your world. And no one can make you, no one can enter into your world with their fake love or their misery unless you allow them to do it. They cannot get in on their own. They'll try. And then they'll build an army against you, because most people are so weak, they have to join groups, right? And so they'll join an army against you to try to get in to hurt you. But you have something greater in you than the whole army has on its own, right? You just don't know it yet. Do you know that? It's so, I understand it. What I'm about to say is, I understand that these people are lost and they cannot see. And so they just don't know. But most Christians don't know that the kingdom of heaven is within. Most Christians don't know that it is done. It is finished. It's over. The battle has been won, and that God has nothing to do with evil. He's not, evil means nothing to God. Zero. And evil hate God. That's why I tried to destroy you. But most people, they're still waiting. They're waiting for something to come. And as a result, they don't know the kingdom of heaven is inside, that hell has been defeated. Satan even, that's why you shouldn't even communicate with Satan in your mind. You should have no relationship with the devil at all, because he's been defeated. He is lost. He has zero power, none. And that's why he worked overtime to influence you, to make you destroy yourself. And he rejoices. But at some point, America needs to put their feet down and say no to this idea of racism. And America should not hire black people and women who believe in misogynists, and the gays who are these victimizing people, these DEI people. America should just not hire them into their companies. The moment they say they're DEI, they're gay, or they this, just say no. We don't, that position has been filled, even if it's still open. They should just say no to it. That's all you have to do. As Nancy Reagan used to say, just say no. And if you have to go to court and fight it, fight it. Fight, fight, fight. When will you stand up and fight for your life? You're dealing with evil human beings. And so all these people into their culture and the DEI thing and crying racism and sexism and all that, those are evil people. Why are you giving in to evil? Why are you giving in to something that has, or someone that has no power at all? Just like in your mind when you communicate with the devil, he gives you a false impression that he has power, and you believe it and you act out. Likewise, the children of the lie, of evil, they roar and they scream and they cry and they yell, but they have no power. That's why they're acting out like that. Let them cry, let them yell, let them whatever. It's on them. That's their world. It's time out. white people, stop hiring the blacks in your business. Don't let them teach at your schools. Don't let them attend your schools. If they're going to come in with all that mess, and they will, because they know you're afraid to throw them out if they do. Black students claim experiencing racism in school surrounding election week. This is from Fox 11. Beverly Hills High School, right down the road. I can almost look out my window and see Beverly Hills High School from my office. Almost. Not quite. Beverly Hills High School teacher Bella Ivory recalled what she said was a scary moment at school the week of 2024 election, when a parade of students supporting President-elect Donald Trump marched down the hallway in front of her classroom. Watch this from Fox 11.
I'm going to tell you how scary it was.
This is what Bella Ivory is talking about. She's a fashion teacher at Beverly Hills High School who says on the day of the election, there was a mob going down the hallway.
It was just a mob of kids, just so many kids outside my door. And they had a Trump flag on a pole, on a flagpole. It was just so many of them. Some of them had on MAGA hats. Some, you know, had on just Trump fans apparel.
She says someone tried to open her classroom door, says it upset some of her students.
At this school, I've had to deal with a lot of racism.
But at a recent school board meeting, students talked about how scared they were, given what happened outside Bella Ivory's classroom during election week.
And it became utterly impossible to just ignore it. From 8:30 to 2:30 all week, being at school felt like being in a nightmare. What the black students and Miss Bella had to deal with that week had absolutely nothing to do with politics. That week, being stormed, being called the N-word, being shunned all because you were black, became the normal.
In recent weeks, I have seen racial slurs scrawled across the walls of our bathrooms, hateful rhetorics being spoken by fellow students in the hallways we share, and violent behavior towards Miss Bella in our club.
Bella Ivory also spoke at the board meeting.
They looked so frightened. Then I said, I'm not going to open the door. And then the same student said, they look like KKK.
And see, if I was the principal at that school right there, Beverly Hills, and all this mess was going on with these black students and the black teacher, I would just load them up on a van and take them back to the hood and say, go to your own school. That's what I would do. Okay, you that scared. No one made you come here. You volunteered and came to this school. You volunteered and applied to be a teacher at this school. And yet you so scared. Take your scary. How about the cuss? Go back to the hood since you're so scared. It's all an act. They're not scared at all. But Mr. White Principal, ship them back. Just say, okay, because I'm not going to stop the student from marching in the hallway. So you got to leave if you're that scared. Who are you afraid of, living in the hood and going to your own school? Or are you coming to the white schools? Didn't you leave your own hood because you were scared? Don't put up with this anymore. It's a lie. It's evil. Miss Bella needs to be fired. As soon as she made that little video in her car, when she got back to the classroom, there should have been a big note on the door. Miss Bella, don't bother about going back into the class. You fired. It's time to stop. Why are you letting these people in your schools knowing they hate you and all they're going to do is play the game? Was Miss Bella and those little nappy-headed children scared when Black Lives Matter burning down America? Destroying everything around? Was Miss Bella and those little black nappy-headed children scared then? Were you afraid of Black Lives Matter? You see a bunch of white kids walking out of the hall supporting the great white hope, Donald Trump, and you scared. Go away. Go back to your school. Nobody making you be here. We're not going to change our school rule for you. No one made you come. You came. And you said you went because you were not getting a good education in your own neighborhood because the teachers were too dumb to teach you, the black teachers. Don't put up, when will you say no to this mess, white people? The district said it is investigating the claims and an audio recording of the teachers stating, "My family will come for your family." They said that that's what Miss Bella is saying. My family going to come. Isn't that hood like talk fight? Watch this from Fox 11.
The district tells Fox 11, "We remain deeply committed to upholding a secure and conscientious setting where students can responsibly and considerably engage in the democratic process." But the district says it is investigating. Investigating the claims, investigating the situation using all resources available, including this audio recording from a student's cell phone inside Bella Ivory's classroom.
"Anything happens to me at the school, my family will come for your families. If anything happens to my son, Ed Beebe, I will comfort their families."
Ivory says she wasn't making any threats, just sharing her feelings in a conversation that she claims was edited on social media.
"Pretty much saying, my family's going to come after a family that hurts me, kills me, or whatever, legally, not physically."
High school officials say that the demonstration like you just saw will be prohibited in the future if it causes any kind of disruption. Meanwhile, Ivory says she's planning on going back to work just after she gets over some of the stress.
Don't let Ivory back. Her family going out in your family. Don't let Ivory back. That hood talk. And black people love to fight. Black people love going off and they love fighting. They love mess. They thrive off mess. Bella needs to be fired. And what they say she said is, if she said that, it's true. If it's true, she should be fired. She has a hood mentality. And white people, why don't y'all get back to making your school white again and educating your children? We need some more Elon Musk. Educate your children like you used to do when you didn't have the blacks in your school. You don't have to worry about all this. When will you say no to these people? Don't let them in your schools, in your universities, in your high school, and let them go back to what they did in the good old days. They had their own black schools. They had their own black university. And during those days, those schools were amazing because the blacks were forced to bring out the best in themselves. Bella ain't got no business being a teacher at school with that kind of attitude. All on camera making a video. Your people, if she said to your people, y'all mess with my family going to come after your family. Isn't that black? You got to say no to the devil. It is done. It is finished. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you. You got either white kids walking up down the hall and Bella and her nappy-headed black kids feel like a threat. Black people ain't that ain't scared of you. They kill and fight each other all the time. All the time, every day. So all of a sudden, they're scared of the white people. I'm just so scared. That's a lie. I don't believe that. I may not know my flaw, but I know black people. And black people ain't afraid to fight. They love fighting. They beg for a fight. They live off fight. They want to fight. They want to snap and fight just like that. White people, take back your life and your country, but at least your life. Remember when the suburb used to be so beautiful? Now Beverly Hills is a mess. Joel said, as if those little kids were a threat. You know, you're talking about the white kids?
Right, as if the, as acting as if the white kids were a major threat to the school and her safety.
I know.
They're just holding the flag, walking through the halls or whatever. They weren't attacking her or whatever.
So celebrating the great white hope. And she's scared. Bella ain't scared.
Only let Joel type blacks in those schools.
That's for sure.
Every other blacks,
That's right. Mays was right. Joel don't know anything about black culture.
I'll be honored to learn from the whites how to read.
What a mess. 888-775-3773. Let me go back to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, thanks for calling. You on the air. Jerome?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for asking.
Okay, so I had called in yesterday, and I want to know why every time I call in, you always hang up on me when I'm making a good point, yet you let that man Arthur call in and bark on you for about twice as long, maybe three times as long as I spoke to you yesterday. You let him yell at you. You let him talk over you. Yet every single time I call in, you hang up on me.
What man, Arthur?
Arthur, he would think he was the first caller. He was talking about Jesus being the Son of God or Jesus being with God.
Oh, yeah. So you were measuring your time according to his?
No, I want to know why every single time I call in, you hang up on me.
Because I'd be trying to hang up, man. What the?
No, but you let people go over all the time.
But you could be talking now about what you want to talk about instead of yelling at me and telling me how to run my show.
All right, so what I wanted to talk about today was morality. Not too long ago, I called in and we was talking and I said, maybe I can call in. But I wanted to talk about both sides, morality and immorality.
But just for the record, we came to a break yesterday, so I had to let you go. Remember that? I was at a break.
Right, but you hold people over on breaks all the time.
No, I don't all the time. That's not true.
You did. You did it with Arthur, too.
I may have done it with that, but I don't do it all the time. But go ahead about morality.
So when we were talking a couple weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, we were talking about morality, and we were talking about how you say that, you know, there's no such thing as a good moral man and all moral people are evil.
Yet no, not. Say how when, go ahead.
You were saying how all moral people are evil, yet when you say when the blacks, when you were growing up, unlike the blacks today who are so evil, the blacks when you were growing up were moral, they had character, they had values. So I was saying I could call back about you saying that.
You were saying that you can call back about me saying that?
Yeah, because I wanted to continue our conversation.
You want to continue to talk about me saying that prior to the civil rights movement, black people had more moral than the blacks today?
Exactly, but you say that moral people are evil people. Bitch, you're saying that black people then had morals.
And your question about that is what?
Why were you comparing it as if black people today are evil, but you say unlike blacks today, people...
Well, back in those, if I understand your question correctly, back in those days, blacks were aware of themselves for the most part. Not all, but most. And they were aware that they were evil, and they knew that we had to overcome evil. Whereas the black today uphold evil as though it's something good. And they thrive off being evil. That's why you have black women and black men hating one another. The children are out of control. A black man complained about white people a woman would complain because they're not aware of their evil. They think their problems are due to someone else when it's really within themselves, unlike the days before the civil rights movement.
Okay, so you're saying that all poor people aren't equal.
That makes sense?
I'm asking a follow-up question.
No, answer. Does that make sense? You asked about that first. Does that make sense?
I have to ask you a follow-up question.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
I don't know, Jesse.
All right, call me back when you know if that makes sense, all right?
It does make sense, but what I'm asking you is...
I thought it did. Hold on.
I know you.
Because you answered that question. Hold on. Let me take a break. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
Pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2000. 2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. It is Wednesday, November 27th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back for the second hour. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We'll get to your super chats as well. Joelle Friday TV will be live after Hake, which will be live after the Jason Lee Peterson show, but no anchor, baby, today. Make sure you are subscribed and turn on the notifications in case he goes live later on in the week, but he won't be here in the studio the rest of the week. At least that's the plan, okay? So make sure you are checking all that stuff out. There will be an archive little JLP radio show at 2:15 or so p.m. today. So make sure you check that out. Should be fun on the Jason Lee Peterson YouTube channel. Thanksgiving, says Commie Nonsense Network, means family, friends, food, and packed airports. The holiday rush is in full swing across the United States. Last minute, travelers trying to reach their destinations in unappetizing, they call it, unappetizing weather conditions. So they say, wherever you are, they hope that you enjoy this festive, busy time of year. What a mess. Tariffs. Trade is a key issue for President-elect, our greatest, Donald J. Trump, who has promised to slap new tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China, our three primary enemies, starting the first day of his administration. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. Claudia Sheinbaum, female, responded Wednesday saying neither threats nor tariffs will solve the immigration or illegal drug issue in the United States. Like she knows so much. Go be president of Mexico, woman. But Sheinbaum, Claudia, added that the economic strength of North America, she claims it lies in maintaining business relationship between the two countries, which Trump is doing. He's just making it tougher and stronger, which allows them to be more competitive compared to other economic blocs. If Trump follows through with his tariff plan, several common goods will get more expensive for Americans, so claims Commie Nonsense Network without evidence, including gas. Oh, yeah, like gas is going up. Give me a break. Produce, cars, and alcohol. Maybe that's a good thing. So claim economists, if you believe those suckers. But it's worth it, whatever it is. It's worth it to do what's right, isn't it? Speaking of what's right, peace in the Middle East. Not here yet. But displaced residents began returning to their homes in Lebanon today after a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hezbollah went into effect. The truce could bring an end to the 13-month border conflict that has killed thousands. The deal stipulates a 60-day halt in hostilities, almost 2 months, which negotiators have described as the foundation of a lasting truce. We'll see about that. In that time, Hezbollah fighters are expected to retreat 25 miles from the Israel border, while Israeli ground forces should withdraw from the Lebanese territory. But there are questions about how long the truce may hold. Israel insists they will take military action in response to any breach of that agreement, and that could reignite the conflict, putting U.S.-backed diplomatic efforts in jeopardy. Don't trust any American diplomacy until Trump gets back in, and even then, could be leery. And there was a Disney settlement. This is evil. Disney has agreed to pay $43 million to settle a lawsuit that they paid female employees less than their male counterparts in similar roles for nearly a decade. These crying evil women getting a settlement. The settlement agreement stems from a 2019 lawsuit filed by LaRonda Rasmussen. LaRonda Rasmussen. She sounds like trouble. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Reflect and be grateful. Don't just pig out. Don't eat to remember. I mean to forget. Eat to remember. All right? Have fun, but don't forget. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. This is like a doozy. What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? Amazing. If you're busy, out and about, buying drugs, traveling, fighting on the airplane, or you're in the military and you're trying to get on the plane and the workers is trying to extort money from you while you're trying to rush to the plane, we have that story coming up for you. According to the story, I don't know if they did or not, but according to the story. Or if you're overdosing on some fentanyl, or you're child trafficking. Let's say you're out there child trafficking right now. You just got a few people in your little van, and you're going down the road of the border of Mexico, and you're trying to find some more. You could be listening to the show while you're trying to traffic some more people. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone, iPad. And then when you get to your destination, you unload all the people over at your destination and you got to go home and have some lunch before you go out to traffic some more people. And you can podcast. Isn't that amazing? By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hours coming up in the next hour. There was, before I go quickly back to the phone, there was a report I saw the other day. I believe it's on Fox News. I could be wrong. And they were showing this little girl at the border. Borderline. Seems like I'm going to lose my mind. And the little girl, I think they said she was 3 or 4 or maybe 5, but she was real young. And she had a little note in her hand with a phone number on there telling people where to contact or something, a little Mexican. And the reporter was like, oh, children, the child at the border by herself. What's going to happen? A little kid, somebody sent their child over here by herself, according to the report. I don't know how true that was either. Maybe some cartel brought her to the border and left her there. But, and they were all feeling bad for it. What do you think about that? Should you feel bad for that? For that child? Illegal child? What do you think about that? 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly back to Jerome. Jerome seemed not to understand good and evil. Jerome, what's your point, the point you're trying to make? What point you're trying to make about good and evil?
Well, the original point that I was trying to make was that there's more than just good and evil. There's a gray area.
What's the gray area?
Something between that, just because...
Like what?
Like wrong or right. I mean, just because you do something bad doesn't necessarily mean that you're an evil person.
Does it mean you're a good person?
No.
What does it mean then?
Well, it doesn't mean, again, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can do something bad and be a good person.
How can you do something bad and be a good person?
Because everybody makes mistakes sometimes.
And we're not talking about stomping your toe, but how can you do something bad and be a good person?
Well, when I say mistake, I don't mean something like that, like actually inadvertently doing something. But
are you saying, like, let's say that you went to the sweet potato pie store, and they had a pumpkin pie up there looking like a sweet potato pie. You thought it was a sweet potato pie. You get home, it's a pumpkin pie. You're like, what the? You mean that kind of bad?
I don't even know what that analogy means.
You don't eat sweet potato pie?
I don't eat sweets.
Are you black?
Yes, I am.
What happened to you? You don't eat sweet? No wonder.
I don't eat a lot of black stuff. I don't like watermelon. I'm not big into fried chicken. I don't eat a lot of that stuff. Yams, collard greens, I don't really eat none of it.
Really? You must have went to the same white school Joel went to.
I think so.
You can't even identify with your people.
I know. It's a shame.
So why are you upset that they're evil?
That who's evil?
The blacks.
Okay, so that actually was going into the second point that I wanted to make.
But you said there's a gray area between good and evil. What's the gray area between good and evil? There's no gray area.
Well, I wanted to move on to a different point, but I guess I'm going to have to revisit this. And I just want to say this quickly because I did want to get to my other point. Again, just like we was talking about kids, you know, grandparents letting their grandparents or grandchildren watch cartoons isn't evil. I mean,
it's evil if the parents of the children tell the grandparent, okay, I'm gonna leave them here with you, but I don't want them watching TV. I don't want you giving them sweets. And if the grandparents do it anyway, and the parents don't like it, isn't that evil for the grandparent to go against what the parents want?
No, and I think me and you can go back and forth.
Is that good?
No.
It's not evil nor good. What is it then?
It was just wrong.
So isn't evil wrong?
Yeah, it is. But
so what are you talking about then? I rest my case. You see my shirt that says I rest my case?
I do.
Okay.
Every evil is wrong, but not every wrong is evil.
Why is that?
Because there's, like I said, there's a gray area. And like I said, me and you can go back and forth about
it. But what's the gray area? There's only good or evil. There's nothing else. So what's the gray area?
Well, where did you get that from?
God.
When did he say that?
When he opened his mouth.
I've never heard God speak. I don't think anybody has.
Just because you have not heard him speak doesn't mean he didn't speak.
Oh, okay. I don't believe in God anyway, but it doesn't say that anywhere.
Well, no wonder.
Yeah, it doesn't say that anywhere.
You don't believe there is a God?
No.
And what if there is no God, what is it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And how did you come about?
My mother and father.
Your mother and father what?
They had sex, Jesse.
And who caused them to have sex? Who made
themselves.
Who made it possible for them to have sex?
Themselves.
Who created the sex organs?
Their mother and father, my grandparents.
Really? And so who caused you to breathe?
My lungs.
Your lungs? Who created your lungs?
My mother and father, again, they created me.
So you believe there's a hell?
No.
Well, then I'm arguing with someone that is, why are you asking me about good and evil when you don't believe either exists?
Well, it sounds like you're about to say that I have to believe in God. Or
no, you don't.
I
didn't ever say that. It doesn't sound like I said you have to believe that. You're making that up.
No, it sounded like you was about to start to say that.
No, I never was about to start. You don't have to believe in God at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just never seen, you know, I've had a bunch of conversations with people, and every time I tell them that, you know, they usually get emotional and, you know, start, and it's usually the men, actually, but I've never actually heard somebody make a coherent argument for why God exists, and I'm still waiting to this.
And
day.
No one should make a coherent argument why God. They should not be trying to prove to you that God exists at all, but leave you in your darkness. You have a right to stay in your darkness and believe what you want to believe. And no one has a right to try to make you believe anything else. Don't try to prove anything to you. Let you live the life and the thinking that you want to live. You love your misery.
No, I'm not even talking about proving it and feeling like they have an obligation to do that. Sometimes you just get into discussions with people, just like you do on the show. And so people want to talk to you and, you know, express their beliefs, and I express mine and they express theirs. I don't think it has anything to do with proving.
But you said that they'd be trying to prove that to you. No one should try to prove anything to anyone. You should leave people in their misery. They have a right to be in their misery.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Jerome. We can't be talking all day, man. What the?
Yeah, I know. I was trying to move to my other point.
What's your other point?
So why, I just wanted to know why you call black people immoral, because, you know, you say that, okay, most of them have their babies out of wedlock, and then most of them, you know, vote for the Democratic Party. Like, why does that automatically assume that they have no morals?
And why are you asking me that when you don't believe there is a God?
I never said God once in that sentence.
I'm asking, why are you asking me that when you don't believe there is a God?
Well, what does it have to do with God? I didn't even mention religion, Christianity. I didn't mention God at all. I was just asking a question.
But why? Why are you asking that question?
Because I just want to know why you say that.
Why?
Because it's just interesting. I would just like to know.
And what? Why is that interesting to you? You have no interest in God or morality or anything. Why is that interesting to you?
Is God the only place that you can get your morality?
There's no place else you can get it but God.
But then you say that morality is evil. So does evil come from God? This is what I'm not understanding about your arguments, Jesse.
The morality that human beings have now are evil, and that's why they don't work. Because they're evil. But that wouldn't concern you, since you don't believe there is a God. That was for those people who want morality and think they have it, knowing that the ones they have it don't work, and they need to drop their morality so real morality should take over. But why are you concerned about that when you don't believe there is a God?
Because you don't have to be, oh yeah, I don't have to believe there is a God to talk about black people voting for the Democratic or Republican Party.
But you're like, not asking God, me about the Democrat or Republican, you're asking me about why they're evil.
No, I asked why you said that they're immoral.
Because they are, they're evil, that's why they're immoral.
So in order for you to answer that question, I would have to believe in God first for you.
No, not at all. I just answered for you.
Okay. I mean, it.
So you don't believe there's a hell or a heaven?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that would go along with Christianity, and it wouldn't make sense for me to believe that.
Okay. So you believe nothing?
Yeah, like there's just nothing, and I'm still waiting for, you know, a strong case to be made, but I've never.
But why are you waiting for a strong case to be made? Why don't you just live in your unbelief?
No, not that I'm necessarily waiting so I can call.
You just said
over.
You waited for a strong case to be made. Why?
Yeah, I think you're kind of reading too deep into my words.
No, it was just a question. I'm not reading into it at all. I'm asking, why are you waiting for a strong case to be made when you don't believe it at all? Why do you need a case to be made?
I don't. I would just like to hear one.
Why?
Just because you hear so many, you know, I listen to your show every day. You talk about Christianity and God and returning back to Him.
But I'm not talking to you. I'm only talking to those who realize that something is wrong and they want to overcome whatever it is that wrong. I'm not talking to people like you.
I know. But I know you're not speaking to me directly, but I am a big fan of your show and I listen to you every
day. I appreciate that. Are you going to donate?
I do donate. I donate actively.
Right on.
Yeah, I donate all the time. I may come off argumentative, and I just do this for fun. Like, it's I'm not even really being serious when I'm argumentative, and I donate all the time. So I don't want it to come off like I dislike you. I listen to your show all the time, and I am an active participant.
Well, I don't get the feeling that it's personal. I just think that you lost, and you wonder why you lost. And you want to be found, you just have not admitted that yet. And I understand it.
I know, but that just all goes back to, you know, it's kind of like it's circling back around to, you know, people without religion are lost. And it seems like I'm not going to get an answer to my question, and I don't want to, you know, be holding up on the call.
Yeah, real fast. What's the question? What's the question again?
I just wanted to know why you call black people who have babies out of wedlock and then black people who vote for the Democratic Party evil, or not evil, immoral.
Well, because they are. Most black people don't believe in God at all. They only have hatred in their heart. They have no love.
Okay. Like I said,
that makes
sense?
Really
know. No.
Have you noticed that most black people, because they have no love, they're against real morality? Why do you think they hate the white man so bad? Because so much. The white man represent morality, and the blacks can't handle that. And so instead of learning, well, how did you do this? How did you become so moral? Blah, blah, blah. They want to put the light out rather than understanding the light.
Yeah, I do see that, you know, a lot of black people, you know, you know, constantly calling the white people racist. And, you know, they're blaming white people for all of their problems. And that's something that I'm a big, you know, I don't like that at all. You know, you can do anything that you want in this country as a black person, and nobody can hold you back. So I do agree with you on that.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I didn't want to hold up too much of your time.
All right.
You know,
call me again, Jerome.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
I grew up with a friend, a guy named Jerome, and his brother named Clarence, and they had a whole big family.
Oh, okay. Is he still alive?
As far as I know. I don't know. I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, okay.
All right, Jerome.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly to Calandra. Well, Calandra out of Nashville, Tennessee. Calandra, where you been? What's wrong with you? You had me worried.
Man, I heard you. I heard you and Hake. Tell Hake I appreciate him for that song that he sung.
She said she appreciate you too, Hake, that song you sang.
I heard it. I've been listening, and I'm here. I'm here.
What's wrong with you? Why we haven't heard from you?
Thoughts.
I'm sorry?
The thoughts.
What were the thoughts that prevented you from allowing us to hear from you? We love you, and you going away.
I ain't going away.
But when you say the thoughts, what do you mean?
I think my issue is trying to control the thoughts. And, trying to quickly control the thoughts.
Why you keep doing that? Why don't you stop communicating with evil?
because it's not, I ain't gonna say it's me, but it's not me. I don't know just what, from my understanding, you know, it's not me per se. It's the whatever that has made a home in my mind.
And so why don't you just ignore the voices of the devil and his little demon and just live presently, just live your life and stop any and all communication with the imagination? Why don't you do that?
Because it's hard.
What's hard about it?
It's hard. Excuse me. It's hard to catch it. Like, it's hard for me to catch it, you know.
Are you practicing being present at all times?
Actually, I am. I'm not going to say at all time, but I am practicing more being more present. I'm not going to lie about it.
And why not at all time? Because God said to be present at all time. Mm-hmm. He said pray without ceasing, meaning to be present rather than lost in your imagination.
True.
Why don't you do it?
I guess it's just, I've been living, that way for a certain amount of for a long time. And, I guess you could say laziness.
You black?
I'm black.
She black. No wonder you're lazy.
But I'm seeing it though, Jesse. I'm seeing it. It's like it's laziness. Like when I just allow the emotions and the thoughts just go haywire, and I'm just like, and I go along with it. And it's like, and I catch myself. It's like, why are you going along with it?
Yeah.
Just going along with it. And it's like trying to, be more conscious, be more conscious enough, excuse me, and more present enough so I know when it's happening. Like I find out when it started happening. And after in the middle, that's when I'm like, oh, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, and that's where I'm messing up at. That's where I'm messing up. And I'm too nice.
You're too nice?
Yeah, I'm too nice.
I can think of many words to call you. Nice is not one.
Yeah.
You ain't nice.
I'm too, I guess, whatever. Like, just not being able to just, stand my ground and just, allow stuff to happen.
Meaning what? What do you mean by that? Give me an example of what you mean by that.
I mean, just, I'm talking to you, it's different now. I'm more, okay. I don't know, Jesse. Just the events that are happening.
Like what?
Like, from the things from at work. It could be from at work. My son, he has his little incident that are happening. But
how old is he?
Jaden, yeah, he's 11.
Oh, okay.
And but you know what? I something happened when he at school. He was suspended, and I'm not gonna take up your time. He was suspended from school because a boy that's been messing with him, and so the little boy said something about his sister, and so he was like, "Leave my sister alone! Don't talk about my sister. You don't know her." So the little boy kept egging him on, and my son got up and pushed him away. And so he got suspended for a day. My son got suspended for a day, but the other little boy, he was suspended for 3 days. Which, I'm worried about my son. Just like I'm talking to you, how discipline. Like my discipline is totally different. I take things away from them. I don't beat my kids, or anything like that. They know, like, hey, if I initial a fight, hey, that's when mom's gonna discipline me. I feel like I'm being more tested with my anger and what I have, being that this is something totally different. It's like a second language to me now in my life. It's like things are just being phone at me. And it's like, okay, I'm here.
And did you tell your son to never, ever, ever, ever fight again when someone says something about his sister or him? Because that has no meaning. Don't get angry. Let people say what they want so he can learn at an early age that human beings are evil and they just want to draw you into their hell. Did you tell your son, never fight over that again? That doesn't mean a thing.
I sure did. I told him. Right, I told him it's just words, son.
Yeah.
But the only thing, you know, it kind of bothered me a little bit because being that he did get up to push the boy away, I did put a little discipline on him. I took his phone for a few days. But it wasn't to show any type of nothing. It's just to show that, hey, the rules still stand. This is real, son. I want you to understand, I just tell him, like, hey, me taking your phone away from you, hey, this hurting me. Because I didn't want him to think, like, oh, mama, you know, I know how to get her. No, I still had to show him some type of discipline or something. I didn't want him to
Did you do it with anger or love?
I did it with love.
No anger?
No anger.
So
at
what's
all.
The problem then? You seem to be. What's the problem?
Because I'm weak.
What?
I'm weak.
Right, we all are. And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. It's that it's just coming into that, like, just accepting it all.
It's what now?
Accepting.
Oh, I
it
see.
All now.
Yeah.
Accepting it all now and understand and me. And it's like I'm catching, like when I'm frustrated or something or from anger, I catch it.
Right
and
on.
I'd be like, no. But it's still in there. Like the anger and the frustration is still there. And it's like, just go away.
Yeah.
Like I get frustrated because it's still there. But
but
it's
you
like,
shouldn't
okay.
be getting frustrated. Who is getting frustrated?
Yeah, that. The I guess the ego gets frustrated.
So why are you identifying with the ego? It's not even you being frustrated. Why not just seeing that this thing is hashing out, but it's not you?
Because I'm not conscious enough. Well, I'm not being, that's why I'm saying I think I'm being lazy about it because it's like, you know, I'm not catching myself. And it's like, I don't want to beat myself up because
don't.
You know, I'm not being, and I'm trying not to.
James Watson said, a river cut through rocks, not because of its power, but because of its persistence. A river cut through rocks, not because of its power, but because of its persistence. I want to encourage you to stay with this. And when you catch yourself being unconscious, meaning you don't see those thoughts coming, just come back to them. Oh, I was unconscious. But no big deal. Don't judge yourself because the worst thing that you can do is condemn yourself for being unconscious because all you're doing when you condemn yourself and you're confirming a false illusion by thinking that there is a self. So you still confirm a false self by thinking that you're condemning yourself. It's just there's no self to condemn. So when you do fall away, just realize you're unconscious. And like you said, you've been so unconscious most of your life, so this is something new, and you're coming back to being conscious, so no big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, and I just, you know, just looking back, I don't know why, for some reason, you know, I know it's just the imagination just, kind of, taking me back to those events.
Have you forgotten mm-hmm. let go of that man now and don't bother by him, your ex?
My kid's dad?
Yeah.
We're no longer together. We're still, you know, I think that's probably another thing because, you know, he brings a lot of, you know, toxic to, you know, even trying to have a conversation with him on the phone, he brings that, and you know, I'm trying to.
But don't let he can't bring something into your world that you don't allow to come in.
That is true.
And so I guess, stop.
To be honest, it's like, you know, I'm letting go that you know, trying to have the kids around.
Hold on a minute. I didn't have my father. Can you hold for me?
Yeah, I can.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I'll finish up, and we're going to get to your phone call and super chat back in a moment. Steve, thank you for listen up, folks. Have you educated yourself on goal yet? I've been talking about it for a while. Have you educated yourself on goal yet? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Get your free information from GoalCo. All right? Go to Goal Information Kit. Go to Goal Information. What are you waiting for? You got to take responsibility for you. So go get your free goal information kit. Go get your free goal information kit from GoalCo. You won't regret it, folks. Invest in you. All right? It's your job to be aware of your options. I can't come over there and make you do it. It's your job to be aware of your options. So check them out. And we have a special going for my listeners. GoalCo and I have a special going. All right. Qualified customer receives 10% instant match on bonus savers. 10% instant match in bonus saver. So check them out. JesseLovesGold.com. LOVES. JesseLovesGold.com. Or call them at 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Be aware, be grateful, but be aware when you're out there. The world is a mess. It's hell on earth. It really is. Hell is right here on earth in human beings. And anyone that has anger, doubt, fear, loneliness, suicidal thoughts, all these fake identities that you have identified with, depression, all those things, you're in hell. You think, I don't want to die, go to hell. You're already in hell. What the? You want to overcome hell by dying from hell, spiritual death, the ego death. It's up to you. Go to the rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. I recommend you do it. Do your little hooping and hollering to Jesus. And when you're done hooping and hollering to Jesus and begging God, be still and know him. You don't know what you're praying for. What the? rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Go and forgive your mama. Ain't no such thing as, I don't resent my mama. My mama was lying. When she's crying, she's lying. Forgive so God can forgive you. You can enter into the kingdom of heaven, and you will see there is another kingdom. That is all done. It's finished. There's nothing to be waited on. Don't look over there. Don't look over there. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's right here, right now. But it's up to you. Let me go quickly back to Calandra out of Tennessee. Calandra, did you have a question for me when you originally called?
Well, I was actually just calling in. I didn't know the biblical question for this week. And like I said, you know, I was off for the whole week. And I was like, today was a good day to call in.
So. Right on. I'm glad you called. I've been worried.
Yeah, I heard it. I've been listening.
Nice.
Yes, I love y'all too.
Thank you.
I love y'all too.
So what's the difference between, the biblical question, what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
They just have a belief.
Which one?
And one don't.
Which one?
The Christian has a belief, but the, you know, the other one don't.
The atheist don't?
Yeah.
He believes he is an atheist.
Yeah.
Is that a belief?
Well.
He or she believe there is no God. Isn't that a belief?
That's true. There is no difference. It's just, yeah.
Well, I can't really respond until Sunday. But
I know.
I do want to
I'll be thinking like, Jesse, give in. You'd be like, nope, I'll respond Sunday. I'm like, turn in.
I want to encourage you to forget about your ex. Whatever he does, let him do what he wanted. I want to encourage you to take your eyes off everybody and everything and just stay present. Surrender all of your grief, all of your lostness, all of your fears and doubt. Just live in it, live with it, walk with it, sleep with it. Do nothing about it. Surrender it. And that's what it means to surrender. Don't do anything about it. It's enough to see it. And when you see it, it's the light of the Father that's allowing you to see the darkness, and he will destroy the darkness.
Gotcha.
And so if your ex want to help with the kids, fine. If he doesn't, fine. You just stay present, and you're going to see that everything will work out for you all as well.
Thank you. Thank you all.
You're welcome. Don't be staying away so long. What's wrong with you?
I know, right? I'm tripping. I said it. I'm tripping. But well, I love you all. And just, you know,
and
happy
we
Thanksgiving.
You too. We love you. You want to say you love her? Jacob, say hi, Hank. Like, I'm going to ask your mama now. You want to say hi?
Nice to hear from you, Calandra.
Nice to hear from you, too. Hey, love you, too.
Nice.
All right.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, all right?
Same to y'all. Bye-bye.
And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Derek. Derek's been waiting a long time out of Nashville, Tennessee. Derek, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
The last guy was from Nashville as well. Is that correct?
I'm sorry?
The last gal that was...
Calandra. Yeah, she's from Nashville.
Well, I want to tell Jerome, he said he hated fried chicken. I'm just telling you, there's a place on the edge of Davidson County. I'm not even advertising.
But he's that way because he doesn't hang around with the blacks. That's why
I just hang around.
But
I
don't want you to promote a company here without their paying us.
No, it's not a company. It's just a shack. It's got good fried chicken on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays.
But don't say the name of it.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Oh, I don't even know if there's a name. It's just a shack. But
okay.
But that, the reason I'm calling, sir, I forgave my dad last week, and it went awful. And
what happened?
Well, when I first called you, I called you about that girl I was boohooing about. I'm like, oh, Cal, can I help her? Blah, blah, blah. And then I went and forgave my mom, and that did not go well.
What did your mother say when you forgave her?
She actually understood. I found a letter. She actually, asked me to forgive her.
So what do you mean that it didn't go well then? Why do you say it didn't go well?
Oh, well, she was just calm about it, you know?
You want it to be that way, don't you?
Well, I guess I didn't think that much about it when I forgave my mother, but when I forgave my dad, I didn't ask my dad for forgiveness.
And you're not supposed to. Never ask a human being for forgiveness.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
And I almost did. I almost did.
And so what happened when you went to your father? You apologized for resenting him, right?
Yes. I go, I apologize for resenting you, and I apologize. I apologize for resenting you, and I forgive you. I forgive you for not protecting me from mom for all those years. And I know that, and I said, I know that you've been doing the best you can.
And he said,
and he's like, well, what did I ever do wrong? And he kept kind of going at it. And I really didn't know really what to say after that, but he kept kind of...
You know why you didn't know what to say? There was nothing to say. You've done what you were supposed to do. You went and apologized for resenting him, for being angry. And that's all you need to say.
He was really mad.
And do you care about that? Were you concerned at the time that he was angry?
Yes, sir.
And why?
Why? Because... you know, I've been doing my best to work on myself, and I...
Why were you concerned that your father was angry because you forgave him? You admitted you were wrong.
Because he's my dad.
But what does that have to be? He's not you, though. He has a right to be angry, as you have a right to work on yourself and forgive him. So why do you care that he was angry? Just because you're your dad, it doesn't mean you should care if he's angry or not.
That's the thing that got me, Jesse. I could kind of care less what anyone else thinks these days, but I shook in my boots more going to him than I did my mom.
And why?
And I don't know.
Because you hated him. The reason people shake when they are afraid is because they hate the person that they're shaking with.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you were shaken, not because you loved him or because you hate him. That's why you got to face your fear shaking in your boots so you could overcome evil, you could overcome anger.
And I forgave him, and I was real direct about it. Because I told you before, I think I told you guys before, I'm like, I went directly to my mom, did it the right way. But with my dad, I was, oh, Dad, I forgive you, blah, 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 blah. I'm like that. I didn't. And in my prayer, it's always nagging at me. And I did it on, I think it was Friday. But now I feel a bit free from it. And I'm like, oh, I did the right thing. He was very angry. He was very angry.
Have you noticed that God doesn't care that human beings are angry? He leaves them in their hell? Because anyone that has anger is living in hell. They're miserable, right? Have you noticed God doesn't care about that at all?
I started to notice it a little bit.
So why do you care that your father is angry?
Only because I think it's my dad, to be honest with
you. Oh, I see.
Let's
just go. Your father has a right to live in his misery.
Another thing is, don't you be mad at him because he has decided to live in his hell. All right?
And there's no reason for this, but I just kind of hoped he'd be like, because I was raised in the church back in the day and I disappointed him and blah, 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 and all that. And again, I forgave him without any expectation. And then I don't know why I was surprised he was so mad.
Because he's evil. He was mad because he's evil. Just like you were evil, yeah. That's why you were angry. You were evil, so same thing.
Evil. I see it in myself all day, every day. And he just sort of, I forget how the conversation, he just kind of hung up the phone, and that was that. And then, I didn't know what to do about it all.
Nothing. You do nothing about it, but work on you, continue to work on you, be aware, and live your life. And don't even give it a second thought. Don't think about it at all, about his attitude. Leave his attitude with him. He has a right to be that way, and you have no right to be angry or concerned that he is angry. It's not your business.
You've done the best you could. I told him, you've done the best that you can.
Right.
And that almost made him angrier.
Right.
And but it's my dad. I guess that's why.
But that is just a name. Dad is just a name. It doesn't mean that much, man. You make it sound like it's God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your responsibility to your parents is to forgive them. They can help themselves.
See, my dad said that too. He's like, because I over the last few months, I'm like, hey, I want to buy this house. And we're like, get some advice on things. And he's like, oh, but you're never going to see me. You never come around and blah, blah, blah. And I realized I wasn't really calling him for advice. I was always calling him for approval.
Yeah.
I was calling my dad because only my dad, right? It was very scary to forgive my mother, but it felt scarier to forgive my
So because
my
of time.
I don't know why.
Because of time, do you have a question for me?
Yes. My question is, because I did. I went and forgave my mother, and it was awful. I shook in my boots. But I tell you what, I avoided it with my dad. And why is it that I'm holding on to that, to him? Why was I so scared of him, of all people?
Because you love your misery. You love your misery. You love your pain. Mm-hmm. You love the thrill.
Yeah. And I should just let it go.
If you want to be free.
Because there was just something about my dad. But I know
nothing
I
about
right
your
thing,
dad. It's all in your mind. It's not even real. Are you
what
doing
mess,
the silent
right?
prayer?
Every morning and every night.
Well, stay with that and practice being present. If you catch yourself caught in your head thinking about your father or your mama or the past or the future, let it pass and just stay present. You'll be fine.
Well, I appreciate all you guys. You guys are really kind to me.
Stay with it, all right?
Best fried chicken, edge of Davidson County. That's all I'm saying, Jesse.
Right on.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
888-775-3773. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chat.
Over on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, Curly gave a little donation, no message.
Thank you, Curly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Token Tico bought 9 coffees. Today is my birthday, is what my ego says. My soul says, God created you, and you are not you. God bless you and have an amazing day.
Thank you. Happy birthday. And my soul has been redeemed.
Redeem, redeem. My soul has been redeemed. You hear that song, right?
I have now.
Thank you. Not until now?
Right.
But
Alpha.
Amazing. Thank you.
Gazpoda says on X, greetings from Germany. Hey.
Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. And everybody and their mama if you're white. Thank you.
A coffee from Reseder says, Jesse, every time Trump appoints a woman to a position of leadership, like his chief of staff and the attorney general, don't forget, you can't complain because you voted for this.
That's right. That's why I'm not complaining. I don't like it, but I'm not complaining. You're right about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Reseder.
Yeah.
Sion bought a coffee. Not very pithy.
Hey, Sion.
But, Jesse, some white people right now, because of the economy, have also gotten even more of a hatred towards any other race, and they take Donald Trump's message the wrong way. Not saying other races like blacks, they don't. Other races don't like blacks either. I've seen friendly, sweet, kind, practically black, white people who live in the deep south of Georgia. I've been through a lot with the North whites, and they have hatred, not all towards black people. You may have experienced it. You may not have experienced it, Jesse. And I know every race has evil. I'm just saying. For example, Haig Report says all of that, but you can just look at him and know he's black on the inside. There's just some that are deep-rooted evil people in every race. Love you.
Love you, too. See, she's saying you're evil?
No, that I'm not, but there are other whites that are.
Oh, okay,
says
yeah.
Says she.
Nice. Thank you, see, forgive them.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
He says, Jerome is a fragile for a black. What the? Calm down, beta baby.
What the? Apparently, he was like Joel. He doesn't know the black culture.
Indeed.
Like May said about Joel. Joel don't know nothing about black people. Amazing. Thank you.
Little C bought a coffee. Sweet Caroline. Dun, dun, dun. Good times never seem so good.
Nice.
Musical notes emoji.
I used to love that song.
Yeah, great song.
Yeah, thank you.
Neil Diamond.
Right. Where's Neil now?
In heaven.
Jesse, you're supposed to sing it.
Why you say that?
Because when people send in lyrics, they want you to hear you singing, not James.
Oh, they don't like James singing?
Well, we'll take
Oh,
James
Neil Diamond
too.
Is still alive.
Oh. All right. I didn't know that. Okay. Thank you.
Neil Diamond is not in heaven yet.
Oh, sorry, Neil. I'm glad you're still alive, Neil.
He's 83.
And you're in all your diamonds in Carolina.
He's still active.
Right on.
And he might not be a Christian. I'm not sure.
What the?
Billy, thank you. Coffee. Should people be fired if they are gay? Asks Billy.
No. They should be fired if they try to impose it on someone at work. And just keep it to themselves and live their lives. Amazing. Thank you.
Ginger Dill bought a coffee. Please make Grandpa tell me about the good old days. Merchandise. Jesse, shut up and take my money.
I will. I'm shutting up now. Amazing. Check out the merch at rebuildingtheman.com/merch. I like that idea. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. We're on it.
Nice.
Real, yeah. Amazing idea. We're on it. They're listening right now, and they're on it. We have an amazing team. That's why you got to donate.
Indeed. Easier done than said. Bought 5 coffees. Hard living out here. Strong arm emoji. Exclamation point.
It's hard on a man in America today.
And we got read the rest later.
We will. Thank you. I got to take a quick break. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming up now. The guy with the good hair and the amazing shirt. Back in a moment. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal. young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, November 27th, 2024 AD. Manhood Hour is coming up next, guys and gals. Manhood Hour is the third hour of the show every Wednesday. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. By the way, I am wearing a nice, another Christmas shirt. It says, have an amazing Christmas. And it has Bond logo here. And it also has monkeys. Amazing Christmas monkeys. Get yours by going to rebuildingtheman.com/stores and click the Printify link. This is the 100% cotton kind. I don't think we have the tri-blend up yet, but we're working on it. Nice, huh? rebuildingtheman.com/stores and click on the Printify link. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports on a Disney settlement. I had mentioned this. Disney agreed to pay $43 million to settle that lawsuit the lawsuit claims that Disney paid female employees less than their male counterparts in similar roles for nearly a decade, which is usually justifiable. Men do longer hours. They do a better job. They're more efficient. They're less emotional and don't have the monthly thing. And they don't take breaks for maternity and all that mess. Anyway, the settlement agreed. The agreement stems from a 2019 lawsuit filed by this LaRonda, LaRonda, Rasmussen. She claims that she learned that six men with the same job title earned substantially more than her. Maybe she should be fired for being so nosy or for even concerning herself with such petty, immature, jealous, envious stuff. Including one man with several years less experience who was earning $20,000 a year more than she did. Probably because he was doing a better job even with that less experience, my guess. About 9,000, or men also are pushier. Men know how to fight for themselves better than women, too. So they need the government to do it. About 9,000 women who were both former and current employees joined that evil lawsuit. Disney disputed the allegations, and Disney's evil, too. So evil versus evil. I guess I shouldn't take sides, right? Disney disputed the allegations and did not admit fault. But they still gave them money. Sometimes you just have to pay, like Trump said. You don't want to pay, but sometimes you just have to pay, even though you're not guilty. Anti-obesity drugs. This is terrible. Millions more senior citizens and lower-income Americans could obtain coverage for costly anti-obesity drugs under a proposal unveiled Tuesday by the Biden administration. Some 3.4 million Medicare beneficiaries and about 4 million Medicaid recipients would gain access, communist buzzword, to these medications, which can cost as much as $1,000 a month for the uninsured. Some Medicare enrollees could see their out-of-pocket costs. That's the real version of out-of-pocket, blacks. Anyway, the original meaning anyway. Costs to drop by as much as 95%. Oh, Biden bribing the people, even though he already lost the election. What a guy, huh? Although Medicare by law is not allowed to cover drugs for weight loss, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said they're proposing to reinterpret the statute to allow coverage for the treatment of obesity as a chronic disease. What a mess, huh? The expanded coverage could potentially go into effect in 2026. So you got to stay fat until then, or you get your own money to get your own drugs, or just take Joelle Friday's advice and exercise, make a little bit better choices in your eating, and stuff like that. A cargo plane crash that I told you about earlier this week, German leaders raised the possibility that a fiery cargo plane crash in Lithuania, that DHL one, on Monday was a result of a sabotage or so-called hybrid warfare, whatever that is. Maybe that's the same thing as sabotage, not sure. The plane that crashed was a Swift Air aircraft, and we don't know, operating under contract for DHL, you know, shipping company. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? You can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can podcast, but if you're busy, you still can listen live by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, the last hour is, we take all call ladies, is Manhood Hour.
What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta! Beta male.
Yo, yikes.
A man is a male who turned to man.
Alpha male.
Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Federal judge has ruled that Blair Fleming is eligible to play women's collegiate volleyball, even though Fleming, according to court filings, is a male who identifies as transgender.
Any man that wants to be in a woman's restroom, you shouldn't try to erase women.
Found out 11 years later that he wasn't the father of the child. And the judge said, when you first got asked the question, did you want to take a blood test? Why didn't you take a blood test? The client said, no, I'll tell you, judge, I didn't take a blood test because I trusted her. The judge said, case over. You should have taken a test. It's done.
I don't care about that.
And claims a female identity.
Hey, yo. What? Nah. The anchor baby put that together. Really, it's amazing. Rebuilding the family. By rebuilding a man, bring it back, God's order of God in Christ, Christ in men, man over woman, and women over children. The order comes from above, not from below. Every time you listen to the order from below, you will suffer. You will suffer. It's just the way it is. I want to know what y'all think about this and how should we deal with this. This issue. This is from News Nation. A 2-year-old girl from El Salvador traveling alone with nothing more than a piece of paper bearing a phone number was found by Texas Department of Public Safety. Better know what? Why you tell me that? You in my ear and you're distracting me. Did hate teach you that? I'm talking to my engineer. He's reading along loud in my ear. He black. Texas Department of Public Safety, better known as DPS. Officials. Spotting the growing crisis of unaccompanied migrant children, meaning illegal alien children, at the U.S. southern border. Watch this from Fox News.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Well, the Biden administration is facing a lot of pressure from immigration groups to take some sort of unilateral action to protect migrants. The White House says it has no new policies to preview, choosing instead to enforce laws that are already on the books. Democrat attorneys general, on the other hand, say they have been preparing for months, planning out how to Trump-proof their states. Still, polls have consistently shown voters prefer some action in immigration. Yesterday morning, the Texas Department of Public Safety says they encounter a group of more than 200 migrants, and among them were 60 unaccompanied children, including this 2-year-old girl.
Venezuela, mama. Venezuela.
Sí. Can you come by yourself?
¿Qué tantos años tienes?
How old are you?
Dos años. No vienes con tu mamá y tu papá?
Did you come with your parents? No.
Venezuela. ¿Para dónde vas, mama?
Where are you going?
¿Dónde están? Estados Unidos.
Amazing.
Per Texas DPS, that piece of paper that little girl was holding had a phone number and a name.
What do you think about that, Joel?
I'm kind of confused what exactly it is. Did they come over?
Yeah, her parents or somebody sent her all the way from El Salvador to the United States, according to this report, by herself. And she has a little piece of paper with the phone number of whom the border people are supposed to contact when she gets here, and they're going to come pick her up, I guess.
So she... I'm trying to do the board and hear the story.
Oh, yeah, but you can't do two things.
I'm black. So are they already in the United States, the parents?
I don't know. That's a good question, because it sounds like the parents are already here, and you're supposed to contact them, but whomever sent her.
Right. Well, I mean,
Think about that?
That's I don't know the full story, but that seems like obviously the way they try to get acceptance into the United States is by sending a little kid or doing it in that way where the government feels bad or they're like, just let them in. And, you know, I think they just know the parents know how to work the system.
And should we send that gal back or feel bad for her?
It's send her back to wherever her parents are. That's why I'm confused about the story.
How about let's say her parents is here and we don't know for sure. I don't know. And the grandparents are somebody sent her.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Send them back to the grandparents?
Yeah. Or wherever she came.
And she got to wait till she's 18 or something?
I'm telling you.
How are you going to get the parents? You got to keep the kid, have the parents come pick up the kid, and send them all back.
That's a good point. Send a pair back with her, but send that gal back. Because whoever sent her, they're trying to manipulate the system.
Exactly.
They send a little girl, and they know the women are going to go, oh, the little child. What about the child? And they're going to keep her. Yeah. What do you say, John, Nick?
Yeah. The crying is totally a ploy because... we're supposed to feel bad at this end stage when she's already here, but why can't we criticize the people that are allowing this to happen have caused this in the first place?
Yeah, I seen that girl back so fast make her head swim. Oh, that little 2-year-old, get your butt back on that bus, go there, tell the cartel people you want your money back, and send her back where she came from.
And it's simply because it's just the right thing to do. It's not that it's not even that it's mean or rude or.
Not at all. This kid is breaking the law.
Yeah.
And her, somebody, whoever sent her, is teaching her to break the law.
Yeah. Exactly.
What a mess. And I'm sick of black people calling everything racist. No such thing as racism, right? This is from Ben. What y'all think about this one? President-elect Donald Trump is facing backlash after he offered to purchase a young black girl's hair for millions. Why is this from the Times?
Whoa, look at that. Oh, I love that girl. I love that hair. I want her hair.
He's a pirate.
Can I buy your hair? I'll pay you millions.
What were you going to tell the president?
I voted for
you. Wow. I voted for you.
I told him we wouldn't let him in.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Mr. President.
We love you.
Thank you so much.
We play golf with the president. What did they say in school?
I think we're crazy. Hey, come on, sit up here. Let me get one.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's that for?
Okay? Go ahead.
Amazing. So Donald Trump gave the little girl a compliment, being nice. And the black people try to call that racist because he said, I like her hair. I'll bring you a million for that hair. And the little girl stand up there saying, I voted for you. I voted for Trump. And now the black people act like they're mad over that. Trump don't want that hair. Believe me, I want that hair. But you can give Trump a million to take that hair. Look at that hair. They ain't no good hair. All over her head like that. They ain't even comb her hair. What the... Trump really don't want that. I'm sure you're thinking in mind. I'm just playing.
Right, you're just being nice.
Yeah. And the black people are pretending they're mad over that. Here's some of the backlash comments under the viral video.
Okay. Slay, this from Twitter or X.
I don't see it anywhere.
We're working it out.
Oh, Joel working the board today, folks. Lord,
yes,
Hammer.
Sir.
Cause Nick going on a Thanksgiving vacation today.
Boom.
And he's teaching Joel to do the board today, and Joel going to run the board tomorrow or the next day. Y'all pray.
Yeah. JY7 on X says, slave master talk. That's one of them.
And he had not acknowledged the hair. They would be saying, he ain't look at her hair.
Okay, this is the second one. Grace. Where is Grace?
Her grace is sufficient for me.
Let me see. He doesn't understand how buying black girls may be a bad look because in his circles, buying black women is the norm.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
They just be making stuff up. But he's basically saying that...
that one didn't make sense.
Right. It's just another slur. But the next time he should be honest about what he says, and then we'll see what they say.
Right? <I know. laughs> Come over, little girl. Let's take a picture. I don't want your hair, though.
Right. I don't want that nappy hair.
I know. They said buy female slaves. I don't even know what that meant. No.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hate when trying to explain it. Black people, take your racist self and sit down. We have given you all 70 years of complaining about racism, which doesn't exist. Ain't you tired? Don't you want to just drop it and show the white man you can do it too? If he can do it, you can do it. Why don't you just lay down the mess and take up your cross and walk? Donald Trump gave the little girl a nice compliment. And the little girl loved the compliment. Her parents seemed to be fine about it. Why don't y'all just be quiet? First of all, racism doesn't exist at all. But everything a racism. There's this one man who says that Frontier Airline employees try extorting him. This is from the Daily Mail. two Frontier Airlines staffers tried to stop a U.S. Navy sailor boarding a plane until he handed them $50 to spend on marijuana and a manicure, he claims. Watch this from WSB TV2.
Yeah, Justin, such a bizarre story. That $50, it was a discount, according to this passenger. He says he could tell these gate agents they've done this before by the way they approached him, pressuring him to use his cell phone to send them money so that they can buy weed and get their nails done.
In her words, I don't give a damn what you're in as long as you have my damn money.
It was a military discount. DeMonte Roach says he didn't even ask for.
Her friend was like, we normally charge $100 for this situation, but since you're in the military, I charge you $50.
Roach, who was returning to his Navy base in Los Angeles, says two Frontier Gate agents allegedly tried to shake him down for $50 before letting him board his flight at the Atlanta airport.
Well, it happens Monday on Veterans Day, yes, ma'am. And I said, well, ma'am, is this how you guys get your money? She said, no, but this is how I get my weed money.
After arriving to the airport 2 hours early, his flight was delayed. He says he decided to grab a bite to eat.
Maybe about 50 steps away from the gate.
And when he returned, he admits he was the last passenger at the gate. However, he was there before the final call to board the plane.
The lady closed the door. Well, she said, I don't care who you have to report to. If you want to get back on this plane, you have to pay me.
You have cash out?
Look, I ain't got no money.
Roach says he began recording cell phone video after the outrageous request from the two Frontier employees. When he wouldn't pay, he says they threatened to have him removed.
Whoa. And they appear to be black females. Hey, black. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Tell me this world ain't evil. Human beings are not evil. Jerome, now do you believe in Jerome? Or is that a gray area? There's no such thing as a gray area. It's either good or evil. The U.S. Navy sailor was able to board the plane after pretending to send the staffer the money. Again, from WSB TV 2.
Channel 2 received this statement from Frontier. We take claims like this seriously, and our team is in the process of investigating the situation to determine what happened. In the meantime, we have offered the customer a voucher for $150.
Is that enough?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not for the pain and agony.
Roach says eventually he was able to board the plane after pretending he would send the employees the money.
You think they should be fired?
They should be fired. If she did this to me, I can only imagine how many other people that she had also done this to.
I can't believe that guy even fell for that trick. I've been yelling out, oh, they're trying to take my money. They say I can't get on the plane because I won't give them money. I'd be all yelling. Is that true? What a mess, huh? Evil. Tell me that human beings are not evil. Human beings are evil. Worse than what I'm telling you. Look at your heart, you see. Ethan is a first-time caller out of upstate New York. Ethan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Ethan.
Can you hear me?
No.
Oh, okay. I was calling because I was there was a caller. He came in. He was talking about morality, and I kind of agreed with him. There is gray area, and I've heard you in the past talk about that it's only black and white, and I don't agree.
You say that is gray area?
Yeah.
What's the gray area? What's in the middle? Well, what's in the gray area?
Well, you know how they say that two wrongs don't make a right. I believe that sometimes there is a time where that's not the case. Like if a woman is getting assaulted and a man needs to, or like, you know, somebody needs to intervene, whether it be a man or a woman, intervene with this woman getting assaulted by, you know, beating the guy up or whatever. And that's not okay to be violent, but in this case, it's a necessary thing to do because you're a bystander. Just standing there waiting for somebody to do it wouldn't be moral, right?
What is the gray area?
That's the gray area.
How is that the gray area?
Because.
That's not an answer. Because is not an answer.
No, the gray area is that you have to do something bad to a person in order to do something good for the other person, free the other person from being assaulted.
But let's say that a woman is assaulting the man, right? And you're saying that if this man had been assaulted by this woman, that the man should jump in and help?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not okay to hurt somebody else. If you see that happening, you should break it up if you can.
Why?
Because you're there. You're in that, like, you know.
But suppose it has nothing to do with you.
I mean, you could walk away. It doesn't make it any more, I guess, if you want to see it that way, it doesn't make it any more moral.
But how is it immoral to walk away?
Because he could have done something.
Why? It wasn't his business.
It doesn't make it okay.
What? I don't understand that. What do you mean?
You see somebody getting hurt. It doesn't matter if they're a woman or a man. They're still, like, there, and they're getting hurt, and you could stop it if you see somebody getting hurt.
But you're not wrong if you don't stop it.
I mean, sure.
And so where's the gray area?
I'm stumped.
What are you doing? You what?
I'm stumped.
See? How old are you?
I'll concede.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Right.
I'm gonna turn 19 the 6th of next month.
But how old are you today?
Today I'm 18.
All right. Good try, Ethan.
Yeah.
Have you forgiven your mother?
My mother?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, to some degree, yeah.
Why not to all the way? Why you haven't completely forgiven her?
Because sometimes she does things that upset me, but, I mean, I still love her.
If you love her, you don't love her, you hate her. Because if you love,
I don't hate her.
If you loved her, you would forgive her.
What is hate, then?
The anger that you feel toward your mother.
That's anger. It's not hate.
Anger is hate.
Frustration.
No, anger is hatred.
No, those things can be mutually exclusive.
No, anger is hatred. Is there love and anger?
No.
So there's hatred. Why are you calling it love?
Well, it doesn't make it hate.
What does it make it?
Anger. Well, what is anger? What is righteous anger?
It's something that you don't have.
Actually, you know what? I'll agree. You know what? Yeah, sure.
And what does...
I mean, it...
When you ask your father to help you deal with your mother, does he help you?
My father isn't in my life.
Where is he?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, a long story short, my parents got divorced and he was a deadbeat. He cheated on her, so.
So what did that have to do with you? He didn't cheat on you.
No, he cheated on my mom.
But
so.
If you had a wife like your mama, you'd cheat too.
What?
If you if you had a wife that's like your mother, you would cheat too.
No.
Yeah, your mother's not an easy cookie to deal with.
Yeah, it doesn't make it okay.
I didn't say it was okay, but that's what drove him to cheat. He didn't know how to deal with the hell in your mother, just like you don't know how to deal with the hell in her. And so...
Yeah, but he's mentally ill.
Your mother.
Yeah, it doesn't make it okay to cheat on, you know...
I didn't say it was okay, but I'm telling you why he did it. And what does cheating on your mother have to do with you and your father? It had nothing to do with you.
Oh, because he went to... He's not from... the U.S. He was born in Chile, so he I think he got kicked back to his country.
So your dad is a Chilean?
Yeah, my dad's Chilean.
And so why don't you call? Do they have phones in Chile?
I called him and he disowned me. Last time I talked to him, he said he doesn't want anything to do with me.
And why?
Because he wanted to go to the movie theaters with me alone without my mom being there. And I was uncomfortable by it because he's made comments about kidnapping me in the past. So I don't want to, be there.
And who would you rather be kidnapped by, your mama or your daddy?
Neither. I'd rather not be kidnapped.
But your dad would have had a better impact on you than your mother.
How so?
Because he would not have shown you the feminine way. He was showing you the manly way.
I don't know if he's alive, and he was living in his car for about a year. I think I'd rather be in a home with my mom than be with the feminine than be with a deadbeat dad who doesn't earn a living and is living in his car.
Do you love him?
I don't know. I haven't forgiven him.
And why not?
You're asking.
Why not?
You
haven't forgiven him for what?
For the abuse that he put me through. He was physically abusive to me and my mom. And
when you say physically abusive to you, in what way was he physically abusive to you?
Well, he had this thing where he would basically spank me whenever I didn't do, like, whenever I didn't have good enough grades, and he would go, like, he would basically do it, and I don't know, he did get some sort of pleasure out of it. He would smile, he would laugh. It wasn't out of love. It was definitely not out of love. It was,
how you know?
Because he got a twisted, he got a kick out of it. It's just like, it's not what a loving parent does.
And are you getting a kick out of hating him?
No.
Then why haven't you forgiven him?
Because he hasn't forgiven me.
You don't need someone to forgive you. You need to forgive them so you can be free.
But what would I be forgiving my father from?
You said he whooped you. You better be glad you didn't have a black daddy. He would have whooped you up and down the road.
I guess. I don't know.
I would suggest, do what you want. You're 18, right?
Yeah.
I would forgive my mother for turning me away from my father and forgive my father for not protecting me from my mother so that when you go out into the world, you don't end up with a woman just like your mama, and you're going to end up cheating and leaving her and doing the same thing. Forgive your father so you don't repeat the same cycles.
Well, I would say my mom didn't protect me from my father.
Right. So forgive them both.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Apologize to your mother for resenting her for being so cruel to you. And forgive your father for, they both could not help themselves. Their parents screwed them up. So they've done the best that they can do. They don't have anything else to give. All right?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but yeah. I mean, I agree with you that their parents were screwed up.
Yeah, all parents are screwed up, all of them, all over the world, everywhere, all races.
Yeah. And also, I was wondering if you believed in the concept that we are born in sin and therefore that's why we need to repent towards God.
Yeah, born in sin mean that you were born into a crazy family. You were born innocent, but then your parents were stupid, and so you became angry. They made you angry, especially your mother. And the moment you became angry, you fell away from innocence and you woke up to darkness. That's what it means to be born in sin. You're born into a crazy family. And so your heart turned from love to hate. And once you realize you do have hatred in your heart, salvation is of the heart. Once you forgive your parents, they could not help themselves. God will forgive you and he will change your heart back to love. And then you will be free. But most people can't admit that they have anger. Anger is hatred. And anyone that has hatred play God. They think they know what they want. They think they know what they can do. They have their own ideas about everything, and they're wrong.
So how would that apply? Like, you call what Trump the great white hope or whatever. how he has his own ideas of running, like, the country and stuff. It's different from your, you know, hope in God and his government up in heaven or whatever. So how do those things mesh?
Trump insight on running the country comes from God. He's not making up that on his own. He want to drill again jobs, right? That makes sense, right?
No.
It doesn't make sense to drill?
No, it doesn't make sense that this comes from God. I don't.
Well, who
don't
would it come
that.
From if not from God? Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things
are
going.
The treasure chest now.
You can't be angry.
Open our D-line.
That's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature. Okay, real fast, the Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. You back at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Thursday. And for right now, no show for the Anchor Baby today. All right, no show for the Anchor Baby. Anchor Baby is celebrating Thanksgiving in another part of the world. So he will be traveling. All right. And what else? Donate to Barn, RebuildingTheMan.com. I should have to ask, but I know some of you need to be reminded. Look like, you know, Jesse helped me. Let me help him to help others. And you just put the money in without me asking. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to make a donation. Or you can mail it and make it out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and mail it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. A little slower for the older people. What you say, baby? P.O. Box 35090. L.A., California, 90035. All right? Amazing. I want to go quickly back to Ethan, a first-time caller, 18 years old. So, Ethan, do you understand you should forgive? Oh, you were asking me about Trump.
Yeah.
Does it make sense that Trump would bring jobs back to America?
No, I was saying, like, how is that... you know, God's direction towards that Trump is being blessed by God. Like, how could you make that assertion?
Because I've watched how he dealt with situations in his life. He has not allowed situations to get to him, but he has overcome them all. As Jane Watkins would say, a river cut through rocks. Not because of its power, but persistent. But because of its persistence. And Trump is persistent in staying on that straight and narrow. It doesn't matter who turned against him or whatever situation he has to go through, he stayed with it. Have you seen that?
I guess. I've seen him be very stubborn, but I don't see it, again, I don't see how that's because of him being backed by God.
And who you think he's backed by? The Democrats are weak. They haven't been able to deal with life like that.
I think he's just a man. I think he's just, you know.
He is just a man, but he's led by the Spirit of the Father.
I mean, you could assume that.
Not assume. What are you doing after high school?
I'm going to community college right now. I'm majoring in computer science.
Oh, okay. Good. So I encourage, do what you want, all right? But I would start speaking up to my mama and forgive her, but learn to speak up to her, but don't be angry. And forgive your father for being a beta, based on what you've said. He's a beta. And forgive him so you can have, right, so you can have a better life. But if you carry that anger with you to college, you're going to end up in the same situation as your parents, or even worse.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
All right?
Yeah.
And do the silent prayer. You heard of my silent prayer?
Yeah, I'm not religious.
Good. That's why I want you to do it, because you're not religious.
I was Christian. I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, my God. No wonder you've been traumatized.
Yeah. I've done research about different denominations and stuff, and I've just come to the conclusion myself that I don't believe in God.
No, you didn't come to that conclusion. You think you did, but so I do understand. You have never made a decision in your whole life and never will.
So you don't believe in the concept of free will, which I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, no such thing as a free will.
I mean, that would also, for example, you didn't come to the conclusion to believe in God either.
Right.
It goes both ways.
Absolutely. You and I and Noah has ever made a decision.
So it's kind of redundant. I mean, I'm still, not going to believe, but... And you could say it's
you're not going
to
believe what?
In God.
What?
I don't have enough proof that God exists. And
why
I,
do you need I, proof?
Because it's the burden of proof of the person presenting this claim that isn't, you know.
You think God going to prove to you that he exists?
I mean, he has for servants in the past.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he has.
No. Not true.
What about, the burning bush and all, the visions from, the Old Testament? And even in the New Testament where Jesus, performed miracles and stuff, people could see that he was God or that he had the backing of God.
But he wasn't doing that to prove that he existed.
But he's proving that he was blessed by God, that he had the backing of God or that he was, depending on what you believe in.
He was showing you a better way out of your hell.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So here's what I want you to do, if you have time.
Yeah.
All right. Do the silent prayer. And let me know what you think about it.
The silent prayer being?
RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. I want you to start doing that. And I want to know what you think about doing the silent prayer. What's your opinion on that, all right?
What is the silent prayer, though? I'm confused.
RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. And it will show you how to sit still so that you can see what's going on inside of you.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And then I want you to start doing that. And every Friday... the first hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show is going to be the first half hour with Ethan. And I'm going to take calls, and you're going to ask some questions, and you're going to tell the people what you think about the prayer and how your life is going.
I mean, sure.
So I want you to call into the show starting this Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific time. And the first half hour is a half hour with Ethan.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
Sure. Sure.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
Are you beta or alpha?
Probably beta.
And why is that?
I don't know. I think you probably see me as a beta.
Why? Do you see you as a beta, or do I see you as beta?
No, I don't work within those confines.
Why are you saying you're a beta then?
Because you say it all the time.
But I didn't say it about you.
Yeah, but I'm saying that you would probably view me as a beta.
What?
You'd probably view me as a beta.
Why you say that? Why are you thinking about it? Don't even think that way. Don't even think about how someone else
views. I'm not calling myself that. I'm just saying you would probably view me as that if you knew, like, the way that I acted in public and the way that I talk to people.
Well, that's going to all change now that you're going to be doing your own half hour every Friday, all right?
Okay.
So, hold on. If you don't mind, my producer would get your contact information, and you would get his contact information, so he can tell you how to call into the show. Do you want to do it by Skype or phone?
Phone.
Okay, why not Skype?
I have to pay for Skype, don't I?
No.
I don't use Skype, that's why.
Okay. Skype is free.
Okay.
You don't have a cell phone?
I do. That's where I'm calling from.
And you don't have a Skype on your cell phone?
No.
Download or use web browser.
I got a really cheap phone, so I'm like, just rather call.
Are you white?
I'm a white Hispanic, yeah.
But don't white people have money?
No.
All right, well, if you don't mind, hold on. My producer take your contact. He will give you his, and we'll work this out.
Okay.
Welcome to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Thank you.
You're now going to have your own eventually. Come hell or high water. Hello?
Yep, sorry.
All right, hold on, all right?
Okay.
And this Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific time, and I think that's 9 o'clock your time.
A.m.?
Yep.
Okay.
And are you available at that time?
Yeah, I should be.
All right, well, hold on. Derek going to talk to you. My producer.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Don't be a beta.
I won't.
All right, hold on. 888-775-3773. Daniel been waiting a long time from North Carolina. Darnell from North Carolina. Darnell, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good evening. How you doing?
All is well, Darnell. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, that sounds good. Yes, that sounds good. Yes. I heard you make a statement this week or last week. You said that Jesus had already came?
Yes.
How do you, why do you get that information from?
And you can see it, you can read about it in the New Testament, but it's inside of you. He said that it is finished, it is done, the kingdom of heaven is inside of you, and look within. Don't look over there for the kingdom. Don't look to the future for the kingdom. Don't look to the past. It is with you.
Anyway, I was reading in the Bible where it said that when Jesus comes back the second time, every eye will see him.
Yes.
Yes, every eye will see him, and he's going to set his kingdom up in Israel. That's what the Bible says. And the kingdom that's in us, those of us that receive Christ,
yes,
then the kingdom of God is in us.
So are you saying, I don't understand, are you agreeing with me that he has come and that the kingdom of heaven is within us?
When he died on the cross, the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit back.
I know that we have a teacher too, but are you disagreeing that the kingdom of heaven is within?
The kingdom of heaven is within the people that have received Christ.
Of course.
The kingdom of heaven and is so, not in everyone.
So what I'm asking, are you agreeing or not that the kingdom of heaven is within us?
Yes, the kingdom of heaven is within us, but Jesus haven't came back for the second time.
He has. You don't know that Jesus is with you right now?
He says every eye will see him when he comes. He but, gonna set his kingdom
but that doesn't
up
mean
history.
That doesn't mean they'll recognize him because they see him. Those who return to him will recognize him, but most people won't. Do you think that most people recognize Jesus in Trump?
Do I think most people recognize Jesus in Trump?
Yes.
I don't want to judge Trump. I don't want to judge Trump. I don't want to judge anyone.
No, I didn't ask you to judge. I'm asking, do you think that most people see Christ in Trump?
With 34 felonies and paying off prostitutes and all that type stuff like that, no, I don't. I don't
really
think they see.
The disciples
I don't think they do,
who.
But I don't want to judge anyone.
The disciple who walked with Christ, do you believe that Christ was with them?
Yes, I believe that Christ was with them.
And do you believe that they had done bad things prior to Christ being with them?
Yeah, Peter did.
And so, what were your purpose of saying all those things about Trump when I ask, do you believe that most people see the Christ in Trump? Why did you name other stuff rather than answering the question, do you see the Christ in Trump or not?
Well, you asked me, and I told you I didn't want to judge him, but you asked me, and I gave you my opinion.
No,
and,
I didn't ask you about what he has done. I asked, do you say most people see the Christ in Trump?
And I said no, and I gave you
right.
the reason why.
And so that's what Christ means. He has returned. But that doesn't mean most people are going to recognize him.
Jesus, when the Bible says when he comes, every eye will see him, and he will set
right.
his kingdom.
But they won't reckon. They won't recognize him.
Jesse.
No,
he
no.
Jesus
just because he
man.
Come, that don't mean that most people will recognize him.
It said, but it says every eye will see him.
Right. They do see
so
him, but they don't recognize
him.
They do see him, but they don't recognize him. Even his mother and the disciples who walked with him didn't see him either.
Yes, they didn't believe it.
They didn't know of Christ, just like you don't believe Christ is in Trump.
I didn't say he wasn't in Trump. You asked me, do I think the other people in the world see Christ in Trump?
So
and I
do
said,
you?
No, I don't think they see.
Do yes. you see Christ in Trump?
No, sir.
Why not? See, you don't even recognize Christ.
I don't see Christ in you.
I didn't ask you if you saw him in me. I asked you if you see him in Trump.
No, sir.
See, you can't even recognize him either.
That's wrong.
What's wrong?
What you're saying is wrong, sir. Do you fear God?
What's wrong?
Do you fear God?
What's wrong about that?
You're wrong, but do you fear
How
God?
How is that wrong?
Do you fear God?
Answer that first, and then I answer the fear question. How is that wrong that you can't even see the Christ in Trump?
You must be very careful.
You're not answering the question, Darnell.
What is the question?
I forgot now.
Okay, but anyway,
what
I just thought I'd call you. I won't call you back, but anyway.
What?
Take it easy.
You say you won't call me back?
No, sir.
Why not?
Just take it easy. I'll pray for you.
Why you won't call me back?
I shouldn't cast pearls to twine.
That's right. All right, Daniel. Thank you, man.
I'll pray for you.
All right, buddy. Let me go quickly to Maze.
Hey.
Huh?
I said, hey.
Maze, out of Dayton, Ohio. Welcome to the show, Maze. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving, Maze.
What?
Happy Thanksgiving.
I don't do that.
You don't do what?
Thanksgiving.
You're a Scrooge.
Well,
Go ahead.
But your question that you were asking, the difference between an atheist and a Christian.
Yeah, what is the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Well, I think when people turn to be atheists, they ask for something and they never got it, or somebody died and they couldn't pray for it and it didn't happen, and that made them not believe in the spirit that they have within them. And the Christians, the Christians have a Bible that they are speaking from, but not God's word.
It's not asking, it's ask.
Well, it's ask, or whichever
it's
one
not
you want
asking.
To say. You understand, whatever way I say it. And then I have a question.
So,
Maze.
So, like, repeat, what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist is what?
I said a Christian has a Bible, which is not God's law. It's man, and it's all these Bibles that change in Old Testament, New Testament. So if the Bible was such an answer to the word, it would have stayed the same if God did it. He said, let no man change it. So it was changed by man, and you got in some countries, you can't even bring their Bible into this one. Because it's something different in each one of them.
And then the atheist, what?
They asked for something that they didn't get from praying, and they didn't get it, so that's why they said they're not Christian.
I appreciate
you. Feel Christ for one thing.
I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on.
Did
on
I go too
Sunday.
Fast? Did the slow people understand what I just said? Because she got a lot of those, too. But I have a question for you, Jesse.
What? What?
You know one of your little phrases you always say, when master sick, you sick?
Yeah, when my master said he sick, I said, yes, master, we sick.
So now I got an answer for you. You said, what's wrong with the blacks?
What?
So when master was sick at the time that you said the civil rights thing came along,
right?
He was sick. So you, people doing the same thing he did, that make them sick, right?
What?
You said, when master sick, you sick. So when you talk about blacks, what's wrong with them? Some of them took on master's ways, and they're sick, too, because he was sick. When they burnt down stuff and all
that. No, man, you're not making any sense.
Yes, I am. I'm making a whole lot of sense. You just don't want it.
No, man, you're not making any sense.
I asked you a question.
Joey, I want you to play Soundbite X.
So you're
I mean 27.
Maze,
I want you.
And that's what's wrong.
I want you to respond to something for me. Are you able to see the show?
No, she can only hear
you. Not at the moment.
Oh.
Oh, and then with the little girl.
I wanted
to
play something. Huh?
And the two-year-old had a note. Now, what two-year-old is going to hold a note in their hand and walk around?
Right.
That makes no sense anyway. You don't believe everything they put before your eyes.
That's for sure, man.
First of all.
Would you send that little gal right back where she came from?
She probably came from here.
No, she came from another country.
Was she speaking Spanish or was she speaking English?
Spanish.
Where she came from?
Spanish.
Oh, really?
So she was from El Salvador.
Mm-hmm. So a whole lot of stuff you see put
according to
you.
The report.
A whole lot of stuff you see put before you, you got to believe it.
Did you feel sorry for her?
Did I feel sorry for her?
Uh-huh.
I didn't even believe it's true.
Oh, nice. I don't blame you. I really don't.
You like, really? They paint a picture. And I put it like this. As you say, Trump is coming in January.
Yes.
So she can stay. She'll be here. And why are they worried about what's going on at the border now? It's not Biden's job anymore.
No, it's still Biden's job.
No,
Biden's still the president.
It's not his job.
He's still the president, Maze. What's up?
He doesn't have anything else to do with the border.
What?
Huh? Your angel stopped the border.
If you can, huh? You can hear.
I said, your angel that you say, I don't know if you're trying to call him Christ or not, whatever you're trying to call him.
Who? Well, Trump?
Yes.
He's the son of God.
Really?
Yeah.
Could have fooled me.
Why?
Well, if he's the son of God, what did Lucifer's son look like? What are the things that he did?
Lucifer's son looked like, what was the thing, the woman that ran for vice president?
I'm going to tell you what Lucifer's son looked like.
He looked like Camilla.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or was it a naked woman that took naked photos and all that stuff that showed her nakedness? That's what Lucifer's children looked like. It now looks like a woman with her clothes on.
What?
Walking around neat and nice.
Babe, listen, hold on. I gotta do super chats real fast. Will you call me tomorrow?
Oh, sure. No problem.
All right, call me tomorrow.
Good.
Thanks. Super chat. Super chat.
Brett bought two coffees. Hi, Jesse. Happy Thanksgiving. Here's a so-called coffee for you and so-called Hake. Answer to the biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Christians and atheists are not different. They both think they know the absolute truth and wear it on their sleeve, fueling their ego. They are without rather than within. without outside rather than within. Having some sweet potato pie tomorrow, amazing.
No, I can taste it now. Enjoy it. Happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
See Bill, three coffees. Jesse Arthur from yesterday's show was just like his mama, Beta.
He was 10. Amazing.
Ashley from California, five coffees. Can you tell me the story of creation when God spoke this universe into existence? How old is our Earth? How long have humans been here? Is the Big Bang Theory the equivalent of God speaking, or is it beyond our understanding of how it started? Thank you and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. And it's too much to tell you now. I'll just figure that out. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Jamal, Jesse, got fired from one job recently. Should I dispute it? So it's not on my record since I believe it was wrongful, or should I just move on? I could tell for a while now that they didn't favor me because I didn't join the group.
Do what you see is best. Make sure it's clear to you, and whatever it's clear to you to do, do it without anger, whether it's to file or not, all right? Amazing. I wish you well.
Derek in Nashville, a generous 50 coffees. Appreciate you guys. I never paid real attention to the chat before, but wow, people are brutal with their comments. Thank you again, guys. I'm grateful for your kindness and guidance.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. And thanks for supporting us, Derek. I appreciate it.
Eli Jaw with a diamond. Why do blacks hate the word there?
I don't know why blacks said they mama instead of their mama.
Media using kids for propaganda. Shocking, says Eli Jaw. Unchristian media, by the way.
No, what a mess.
And we'll have to read the rest of your super chats another time, I guess, because Joel is counting us down.
Yeah, we'll finish it tomorrow on those and the rest. Thank you all for your support. I do appreciate it. Get on the straight and narrow path. Stay there. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer. And then forgive your mama and your daddy. All right. Matthew is a first time caller out of Wisconsin. Jamal, Jamil. We got fighting to do. We out of Canada. Rico. Is it Rico? Rico. Out of Texas. And somebody else calling in. And somebody just dropped. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing. Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow. What a mess! Stay on the straight and narrow, folks. I'm telling you, the kingdom of heaven is within. It is done. It's finished. There's nothing else to look for or wait for. It's all right here, right now. All right? I wish you well. Happy Thanksgiving. Be careful on traveling and all that. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be back tomorrow. Take care. Hake coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. Bye. Some of you know we have, under my nonprofit bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, and we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We have a home for young men. We tutor. We counsel. We help find jobs. We have church services. We have men's forums the first Thursday night of every month. We also have women's forum the third Thursday night of every month. And Sunday morning meetings for everybody, men, women, and children, everybody. And it's growing. It's growing. So, and for those who have stuck in there, they're doing amazing things. Those who want quick fix, they're not, right? Everything is a growing thing. You grow into love. You grow into life. You grow into wealth. You grow into everything, right? So check us out on rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, all right? Or call 800-411-BOND. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger is not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.